Mondays at 8, only on WYSO.
It is 7 minutes after 2 o'clock on an overcast day, but a little bit of light emitting from the projector, and that'll be definitely Friday, and a little bit on the radio. Right now, it's a delight to welcome two of the juniors who are film students at Wright State. It is Doc Night this Friday, where they celebrate their thesis documentary work. It's a big pleasure to welcome Jacob Lewis Miller. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Also, Adam Clark. Both of you are juniors at Wright State, and every junior, every year, has to make a documentary. Can you tell me, I guess, first, when do you start, and how do you know when you're done? You have a deadline, I guess. That'll be part of it.
Yeah.
Doc
yeah.
Night.
Yeah, usually. Usually we start with, just in case for like the audio doc, I'm just going to go off of, I had to find an interesting story that people would want to tell. Hopefully it's impactful and meaningful. Once you do that, I would gather information, anything about the subject that I'm able to. I meet with the people, create a correspondence, interview them. And then my favorite part after that, which is the editing process. And in regards to when it's done, for us, we had opportunities to have several classes of critiques with our classmates and our professors, so we were able to kind of refine each cut as we moved on into the final cut. And usually there was about two separate cuts that we'd have to do until we presented our final one.
And I was asking, and you told me that the sort of parameters for these documentary films are between 4 and 20 minutes. But I have to imagine that cut is the biggest part of it, because you must have spent hours with the people.
Oh, yeah. And pretty much, like, the main goal is to get it really cut down to 5 to 10. But, I mean, we'll let anything between really 3 and 20 seems to be the sweet spot. But usually cutting it down is always, especially my biggest problem, is just because you think you have everything is really important, and then as you keep listening to it, and others will tell you and help you out, that, you know, you'll find little places where, like, this isn't as important, so you can get rid of that, things like that, just to really make the story stand out as clear as it can possibly be.
And I'm sure sometimes it's hard to let those pieces go. You were thinking, oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, there's so many of those.
Murder your darlings, they say, right?
Yep.
Is that a motto at the film school? Doc Night this Friday at 6:30 at the Creative Arts Center. And we do have a couple of audio clips that we'll play in a minute. But Adam Clark, your film is called My Mother's Keeper. How did you come to this being your documentary?
Well, when we started out, our professor sort of gave us a few exercises to help find a subject, and finding, like, news stories that we thought were important, that was one way we could just sort of find someone that we thought was, like, a good artist. There's a few docs being shown that are just about a artist in the area, what they do. And then the third thing that I found, which I did for mine, was just sort of looking at things going on in my life and what I thought would make a really good story. So with My Mother's Keeper, my aunt is taking care of my grandma, who has dementia.
Oh.
And so my doc goes into sort of how their dynamics changed, and just what being a caretaker is like. And
maybe we should hear a little bit of that.
Yep.
Yeah. Here we go. It's from this Wright State filmmaker, a junior at the amazing and world-renowned, award-winning motion pictures department there, Adam Clark, and an excerpt from his documentary, My Mother's Keeper.
Mom's had a very active life, and this is now that she's got dementia, it's changed a lot. Mom and I have always been close. But yeah, it's changed the dynamics. Because she'll joke with me times. She'll say, okay, Mom. I said, Mom, you're still the mom. I'm the daughter. But, you know, because I'm the one that says what we do, when we do it, how we do it, I'm pretty much the mom. She may not know everything, but she's still my mom, number one. And number two, she's still in there.
Well, that's probably a hard film to make.
It was definitely at times, definitely with the interview, which the whole interview was about an hour and a half, which I cut down to about 7 minutes. Yeah. But in editing, you kind of, I mean, you learn to distance yourself a bit just from the topics, but you know, you're wanting to get the story across and, you know, get sort of the emotional weight in there as well. So, you know, it's tough to cut some things that you think, you know, are really important that might not be for the story, but you know, you also have to be really sensitive to sort of the people in your doc, because I don't want to make either of my subjects, you know, look bad if they said something that out of context could be taken as bad. But you know, I want to respect them as well in my edits.
Well, some 15 total filmmakers will be presenting. Again, that is this Friday, December 6th, at the fabulous facility. It is the Creative Arts Center at Wright State University, and that's CAC, room 280. Gets underway at 6:30. I'm sure you've had a chance, since you guys critique and get together and show, have you seen all 15 of the presentations?
Yeah.
Probably many times.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, they're all fantastic, and a lot of our classmates were stuck between a rock and a hard place, because they produced such good docs that we all, as a class, were able to kind of come together and see what was their best work, maybe their strongest work. And, you know, even though some of the docs that weren't chosen, you could easily interchange them out and they would be just as powerful and strong.
So there's a limit. I mean, you can't just show, there's a limit to an evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Basically, all of us produced three, and each of us are showing one. So we essentially have to choose between those, which we think is the strongest.
I love that it's the junior year is documentary semester year.
Yeah.
Everybody learns. Because do you imagine that you'll go on to make documentaries? Or is this just a part of the discipline to learn filmmaking and storytelling?
It's funny, because I have done a lot of narrative stuff just on my own and through the first 2 years. And this semester really kind of showed us a whole new avenue of dealing with real people in filmmaking. And there's a real type of impact when you're dealing with people's stories, and you know, it's personal for them. And so it really kind of ups the ante in a way, because you know, they're entrusting you to tell their story, and you really want to make sure that you do it justice. And so that kind of opened my eyes a little bit, and really getting the story together in the edit afterwards, I mean, it really is such a good feeling to be able to take their story and present it to a wider audience, hopefully.
That is filmmaker Jacob Lewis Miller. His documentary is called Number 215. We do have a little bit of audio. Tell me, well, first of all, what does this name mean?
It is relating to the 250th shooting in America, which was at the Oregon District. My younger brother and one of my best friends, a family friend, Isabel Papatera, and my brother's Elijah, they were in the Oregon District shooting, and the doc is just their experience through that. And when I actually first recorded the interview with them, it was about a 2-hour interview. There were a lot of tears. There were a lot of emotions.
Sure.
And a file actually ended up being corrupted, and we had to do it all over again. And, you know, I felt terrible, and I was beating myself up about it, but I talked with both of them, and they couldn't have been more gracious. And at that point, I kind of realized, okay, yes, it feels bad for me, but really this is more about telling their story, and, you know, which kind of pushed me to kind of keep going and finish that.
Quite a setback, but very good. We have a little clip here. Do you want to set it up, or shall we just listen?
It's just the very beginning of the doc. So
it's Number 250 by filmmaker Jacob Lewis Miller, the doc night this Friday on Wright State University campus.
But I just remember, like, looking over my shoulder, you know, I was thinking, where are my exits? What happens if someone comes in through this exit? What happens if someone comes in through over there? What am I going to do?
I am changed forever because of this.
Shorter than I expected.
A little bit, yeah.
Number 250, I had forgotten that distinction, the 250th of the year, and this was barely half a year past. It is Doc Night this Friday, 6:30. Everything gets underway. Other than your own, do you guys have a favorite? Although I don't mean to put you on the spot. You probably like them all. What are some of the subjects that are covered?
Well, we have a few about just local artists in the area that are just, like, we have a visual artist. We have someone who went to school for dance and musical theater that's now teaching younger students. We also have my roommate is making one. His name's Parker. Shout out to Parker. he's Yay, making Parker. One about his dad is a machinist, so it's almost a different type of artist. He's creating parts by hand.
Wow.
But we also have a couple of experimental works that are sort of they're less about people and more just about broader subjects, such as shootings and the Ohio school budget is another one we have. And we have, we have some lighter themed ones. We have one about a Ramstein tribute band that went to Chicago. That one's the closer of our evening.
It's fantastic.
We have an animated documentary about a ghost story. We have one on Bill's Donuts.
Wow! So, what fun!
Yeah. So
we have a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some heavier stuff and some definite lighthearted subjects.
This event is free and open to the public. Again, it's this Friday at the Creative Arts Center, Room 280. Show gets underway at 6:30. Free and open to the public, although you can make a donation, which goes to the film school. Speaking of donations, can either of you tell me the story on why Tom Hanks loves Wright State film?
Well, I know one of the connections is Stuart McDowell is someone I had a class with.
And he's in the theater department.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. But we all still have to take. We get to take his class.
It is our honor to take.
Yeah. But, I mean, just about theater basics, because it's all, it all leads up to film. But I know he worked closely with Tom Hanks in the earlier years, so I think this is partly Tom paying back just for helping him out when he was getting his start.
So nice.
Doing some Shakespeare.
I've never been. What is the facility like?
It's, take it.
So the Tom Hanks building itself, we have a production room in the basement, and we have a sound stage directly next door. We have an equipment room that is run by Mark Lyons.
Mark Lyons.
I know him. Yeah.
And we have an upstairs editing room, and we have a lot of junior and sophomore editing suites.
Yep. So that's just little private rooms with a big computer set up so we can get all our editing taken care of.
I love that it's divided so much by year. So then where do the seniors edit?
Well, I think the seniors have a few rooms too, but it's mainly based on what they need to get stuff done. So like the sophomores have sort of some smaller scale things because they're only allowed to use the 60Ds, which are lesser cameras than we get to use.
You got to work for it.
Yeah. You got to start with the basics. But but definitely, I think it's juniors and seniors were using more information dense files. So like you're just working with huge files and 4K footage and stuff. That's going to take a lot more computer power.
And do they make you learn film first before going digital, or did you start digital?
Well, we don't learn film like in terms of video, but we do have a photography class that's required, so we learn how to develop film in that room. But I know a couple years ago there was one shot on 35 or 16 millimeter film that was a senior thesis project. So I know it's available, but definitely way more expensive because I think that that's part of money we have to raise if we want to use the film.
Free and open to the public, but donations accepted.
Exactly.
This Friday, December 6th at 6:30 at the Creative Arts Center. It's part of the Wright State University's Department of Theater, Dance, and Motion Pictures, and just an award-winning ensemble. So I guess we'll wrap up, but I think I'd like to ask you, are you from around here? And if not, what brought you to Wright State?
I was born in Columbus, but I pretty
much... We'll count you.
Yeah. From fourth grade on, I was raised in Dayton.
Okay.
I had done all kinds of jobs. I was a sign language interpreter. I worked at high school for the deaf. I worked with veterinarian hospitals. And at a certain point, I was like, you know what? I really just want to do film. So I moved back home, and I've been going to Wright State ever since. So.
lucky, lucky how lucky we are to have this right here in the heart of our gem city. And you?
And I'm just from Tip City / New Carlisle,
just right on the border. Just up the road.
Yeah, and so...
right on the border.
I mean, right
your allegiances
state,
are split.
I'm technically from New Carlisle, but I say Tip City. But anyway, so what was I saying? Right. But,
are you from here, and how'd you find Wright State?
Yeah, Wright State, I mean, it's just, I wanted a film school because I have an interest in film and music and everything, and that was just the best school for like a 4-hour radius that I could find, and I was just like, you know, it's cost effective, it's back at home, I already know some people that go there, and it just, all signs pointed to yes for that, you know, I don't have to go all the way to Florida.
Right.
Or out to California for a good film school. It's right here in Ohio.
Right here in Ohio. Altogether fitting and proper that we're talking about this on a Miami Valley Monday. Another slice of what's pretty great about where we live. We've been talking to filmmakers Jacob Lewis Miller. His documentary that'll be shown this Friday is number 250. And Adam Clark, My Mother's Keeper, is his documentary. Again, this Friday at 6:30, right there at the Creative Arts Center on the campus of Wright State. Gentlemen, best to you. Congratulations on your thesis completion. And
thank you.
Is it proper to say break a leg when you're screening a film?
Possibly.
Let's say yes.
Let's do it. Break a leg.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next year's U.S. Census will be the first conducted mostly online to make sure that doesn't lead to an undercount.